Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
During our travels around the world, a request came in about an isolated village in Central Africa. This is my father's journal. He was here. He and my mother were lost in an expedition when I was 7.
When your parents came and lived with us, we were a much bigger tribe. But then an American came and built a new village outside this one.
His name was Dalton Kerr.
He was my parents' mentor.
Many of our people left with him to help him dig for gold.
They left and renamed their tribe the Wolofs.
I need something that'll help me obtain Leonard's assistance. There's a possible dig site where I could use his expertise as an archaeologist.
Dalton executed his new plan, kidnapping them by force and taking them to his new dig.
My father escaped! Dalton knows that my father is still alive. He could still be after him.
I will not allow Dalton to imprison me again.
We're not resting until we find Leonard Meltzner.
Hand me that screwdriver there, would you, Eugene?
Here you go. So, Mr. Whitaker, do you think those modifications will do it?
Oh, I hope so, yeah.
The Edgelink has certainly proved remarkably upgradable.
Mm.
In fact, I'd have to say it's one of your more brilliant inventions, Mr. Whitaker.
Well, thank you, Eugene, but you know, a lot of this was really your brilliance, not mine.
Oh, go on. No, really, go on. I could use a little more praise.
Oh, excuse me. Wit's End, this is Whit. Oh, hello, Martin. You're on a speakerphone, by the way. Eugene is here with me.
Perfect. He's just the man I'm looking for.
Greetings, Martin.
Eugene, real quick, do you mind if we give out your contact information?
Hmm?
Someone called in asking for it.
Oh, by all means.
Martin?
Yes, Whit?
Just out of curiosity, who's asking for this information?
Some archaeologist.
What?
Did he give you his name?
Yeah. Hang on. Let me find it. Here it is. Dalton. Dalton Kern.
Dalton?
Hi, this is Chris. We're just getting ready for a time of wonder, excitement, and discovery. So why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey.
Tell you this would happen, Eugene? Didn't I tell you?
Slow down, Dad. If anything were going to happen, it would have by now. I'm very easy to find on the internet.
Is that supposed to make me feel better?
Well, if Dalton were looking for me and knew of my connection to you, he would have been here by now.
But I deliberately kept your name a secret. Now Dalton will know everything about you from around-the-world missions.
Oh, I asked Martin not to give out Eugene's information.
Well, won't that make Dalton all the more suspicious?
Martin's a clever man. He'll find a way to phrase it that won't arouse unnecessary suspicion.
Well, you don't know Dalton. Have you forgotten that he's responsible for the deaths of your mother and brother? Mm. I'm one of the few people who know everything he did in Africa. He won't stop until I'm imprisoned again or worse.
Well, precisely the reason we need to act now. There are steps we can take.
Such as?
Well, I've already started. I called someone.
You called someone? Now, look, I said I didn't want anyone else told. We don't know whom we can trust. My son's life could be in danger.
That's why I talked to the one person I knew I could trust. My son.
Somebody call me?
Jason. That entrance was astonishing. Were you waiting outside the door?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Jason Whitaker.
Leonard Meltzner.
Nice to meet you.
I'm sorry to be curt, Mr. Whitaker, but how can you help us?
Jason's, shall we say, well-connected?
I used to work for the National Security Agency.
Hmm.
When Dad told me what was going on, I did some checking. Turns out this Dalton guy has a pretty thick file at the NSA.
That doesn't surprise me.
He's suspected on quite a few charges, both here and overseas. Smuggling, theft, Espionage, you name it.
So why haven't they arrested him?
Because Dalton knows the system too well.
What does that mean?
The agency doesn't have enough evidence to convict Dalton in court. Sure, there's circumstantial evidence, and we could probably convict him of stealing a vase here and there, but we don't have the solid proof that we'd need if we were going to bring him to trial for the big crimes.
Well, what about my testimony? Dalton held me prisoner for 20 years. That's certainly incriminating.
Yes, you could testify, but that's not enough. It's still one person's word against another. We need something more tangible.
So I was right. All we can do is sit back and wait until Dalton shows up to assassinate the only remaining Meltzners.
What? No.
Then maybe you'll have some tangible evidence.
Dad!
We're not saying to sit back.
Not at all. What we're saying is we should find that evidence ourselves.
We? The NSA would let us do that?
Well, they would if you have an agent with you.
But you're not an agent anymore.
Well, Eugene, you would have been right about 2 hours ago. But I pulled a few strings and the department reinstated me in a provisional status.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Got a new badge and everything. Here, see?
Oh. Quite becoming.
Oh, I have a friend in the badge department.
Okay, gentlemen.
Sorry. Anyway, Leonard, do you have any ideas about how we could find some solid evidence?
You keep talking about evidence as if it's sitting in a closet downstairs. There is no evidence, Mr. Whittaker. Unless the scars on my back count for something.
But can you think of anything from the years you were in that archaeological dig? Did anyone ever take pictures?
Well, I tried once. Hmm? I persuaded Aziz, he was one of the Wolofs at the dig, to help me shoot a video showing what was happening. I thought it was our only chance of rescue.
Well, what happened to the video?
I have no idea. Huh. I assume Aziz destroyed it.
Even if the video isn't there, that Wolof dig is where you were held prisoner. And if there's any evidence anywhere in the world, it would be there. We should go back to Africa. Mm. Dad, what do you think?
I don't know if I like the idea. But I suppose it's our only chance. I'll go back to Africa with you.
Excellent. Jason, when do we leave?
Just as soon as I book a flight.
I must admit that I'm a little nervous about leaving Katrina. I mean, if Dalton does somehow manage to track me to Odyssey, it would likely lead him to her.
Well, I'll stay here and make sure nothing happens to her. And maybe I can find some information on Dalton in the meantime.
Thank you, Mr. Whittaker.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks as though the Meltzner men have straddled their horses again.
What? You mean they're back in the saddle?
Isn't that what I said?
What if your kids could spend 2 weeks in Odyssey? They can with a two-week free trial in the Adventures in Odyssey Club, a place for 8 to 12-year-olds and their families to explore endless character-building and faith-filled adventures in an online club. Find over 800 Adventures in Odyssey audio dramas, plus exclusive member episodes, video content, online activities, devotionals, and more. Start your two-week free trial today. Just go to aioclub.org/free trial. It might become your kid's new favorite place.
Guys, the pilot says we're almost ready for landing.
Amazing, isn't it?
What is?
Well, I've been thinking about all that's happened since the last time I flew to Africa. It's amazing the adventures that God takes us through in our lives and how he uses them.
So you believe in that mysterious concept called providence, then, eh?
Well, if you mean do I believe in divine guidance and protection, then yes, I do.
I see. Well, maybe the events of your life have been a bit more cheery than mine.
Hmm?
My wife, your mother, by the way, died in Africa, as did Everett. I was imprisoned. Years of my life were lost, and all those years we could have been together were stolen from both of us. So how can you honestly say that God divinely guided and protected in those situations, Eugene?
Well, I don't pretend to understand God's ways fully. I do know his heart. He's changed me and made me a better person. And although Mother and Everett are gone, we're still alive, and we don't know what the future holds.
If it's anything like the past, I'm not interested.
But the past, as difficult as it was, also brought the two of us back together.
Yeah.
Think of it, Dad. I happened to come to the very same village where you had once been. Then, through a miraculous series of events, we happened to find one another all the way back in Odyssey. I mean, the odds against such coincidence are astronomical, bordering on impossible.
Gene, really?
No, you simply cannot look at those events and deny that they're part of a bigger plan.
Yes, I can.
So you're saying that the process of my finding you was all simple chance?
You were very lucky.
I'm sorry, Dad, but to believe in that kind of luck takes much more faith than to simply believe that God arranged it all.
Thanks for meeting me, Diane. You didn't have to come all the way here. I know things are pretty busy at the Department of State.
Oh, nonsense, Whit. I've heard so much about this shop, so it was time I saw it in person. Now I can see why everyone talks about it.
Oh, it's just your standard ice cream and discovery emporium.
You certainly are a man of diverse interests.
Well, I'm sorry to get right down to business, but what can you tell me about Dalton Kern?
I'm afraid the Archaeological Association doesn't want me to tell you much. Confidentiality regulations, you know.
Oh, of course.
So I can't tell you that a lot of people think Dalton's been smuggling valuables for years.
Mm-hmm, thanks for not telling me. Do you know where he is now?
I'm afraid not. He's definitely not living in a penthouse on the top of a New York City hotel.
Really?
And if he was living there, he probably wouldn't have the best security money can buy.
Oh, he wouldn't, huh?
In case you're not tracking, that means he would, Whit.
Yes, yes, thanks, Diane. I picked that up. So, do you have any more details about where Dalton might not be?
His address probably isn't on this piece of paper.
No, it isn't. This is a grocery list.
Oh, sorry. Well, here. Dalton's address isn't on this piece of paper either.
Right. Well, thank you, Diane. You've been very helpful.
Helpful? I didn't tell you a thing.
Exactly.
Well, where to from here? The dig should be just over that hill. Look, I'll lead the way. Jason, you watch our flanks for trouble. Eugene, you monitor behind.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Well.
What are you tittering about, Eugene?
Well, I'm simply amused at the change in your attitude, Dad, especially when you were so reticent to come here.
Well, as you've said many times, this is our only chance to get that evidence. Do you have a problem with me leading?
Not at all. Your take-charge mentality is a welcome change. So, is this the way you acted when you first came to Africa with Mom?
I suppose it was.
Well, I like it.
You should have seen your mother and I.
Quiet!
What?
Did you hear that? What on earth?
It came from that direction. Hurry!
Somebody, anybody, please!
There. He's tied to a tree.
We can see that, Eugene. Let's get him free.
Wait.
What?
Well, that's the man who imprisoned me the last time I was here.
That's Aziz.
You know him?
Yes. He was at the dig with me.
Well, how about we help him instead of standing here talking about him?
Oh, right.
Hold still. I'll cut your ropes.
Thank you.
Hello, Aziz.
Morati? I thought you were dead.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Hurry. There's no time. They are going to destroy the village.
What? Oh.
Dalton Kern's men. They are setting up explosives in my village right now.
What?
Please, we must hurry.
Why would he want to do that?
There is no time. There are hundreds of people in that village.
Lead the way. We're right behind you.
Hurry. Is this where the Wolofs moved when the dig was abandoned?
Yes. Come. Dalton's men were over here.
I don't see anyone.
The men are gone. Oh. We are too late.
Oh, not necessarily. Look, they left a veritable nest of wires.
Oh. This is the same kind of equipment that we used back at the dig. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not mistaken, this is a timed detonator. It's already running.
Oh. How much time do we have?
There's no display. Oh. Who knows? Could be any minute.
Well, should we cut the wires?
Oh, no. That might set it off.
Well, we have to rewire it without breaking the circuit.
Can you do it, Eugene?
I'll try.
Aziz, come with me. We're getting everyone out of the village.
Coming.
Be careful. Good grief.
What?
Judging by the number of wires, they could blow up every hut in the village from here.
Then I'd better hurry. Hand me that one.
What are you doing?
I'm patching into the detonator.
What?
Then I should be able to see the time remaining.
Oh.
Then perhaps I can disarm it.
Do you know how to do that?
No idea. I'm making this up as I go along.
Oh.
Have you ever wanted to know what goes on behind the scenes of Adventures in Odyssey? Well, now you can with the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast. This program, available only online, includes questions and answers with the producers.
Can Mr. Whitaker dance?
Actor interviews.
Hi, this is Katie Lee.
Hi, this is Jordan Moore.
Courtney Brown.
Lauren Schaaf.
Aria Curzon.
And even a few surprises.
We actually have a video clip of Mr. Whitaker dancing.
Enjoy the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast today by visiting witsend.org.
Focus on the Family and Adventures in Odyssey present the Imagination Station books, an exciting series for readers ages 6 and up. Through Wit's greatest invention, young readers will travel to the Colosseum in ancient Rome and a longboat in Greenland.
I am Eric the Red.
They're Vikings.
And there's so much more. When you visit theimaginationstation.com, you can find study guides and devotionals, plus fun family activities. More information at theimaginationstation.com or 1-800-A-FAMILY.
You make sure your kids get the proper food they need to grow physically, but are they getting fed spiritually? They will with Wits End Mealtime Devotions. It's a biblical feast your kids can enjoy at breakfast, lunch, dinner, anytime. Find out more at witsend.org.
John Avery Whitaker's extraordinary life is a real page-turner. The Young Wit book series chronicles the incredible journey of Wit's childhood and how he became the man he is today. Come along with Johnny as he reveals the secrets of a coffin buried under the spooky old Granville Mansion.
Unbelievable!
And that's just the beginning. It's one amazing adventure after another for young John Avery Whitaker.
Bring the family together for Adventures in Odyssey's Young Wit book series. Get the entire 3-book series at witsend.org/store today.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
Progress, Eugene?
Well, I believe I've patched into the detonator.
Hurry! We don't have much time until it... Eugene! Eugene!
I appear to be unscathed. And you, Dad?
I'm fine.
Oh, no! Jason and Aziz were still in there!
Jason! Aziz!
Jason, are you well?
Over here, guys.
Are you all right?
No trouble. I've been through worse.
But you were in the village when...
I took cover as soon as I saw the houses were empty.
Empty? Well, where are the people?
I don't know. Aziz went to look for them. He thought they'd be close by.
So it appears that everyone is safe?
Oh, I wouldn't count on it. Dalton destroyed an entire village. Who knows what his next plan could be?
How could Dalton be behind this? Why would he want to destroy a village?
Isn't it obvious? Huh? He's trying to destroy any evidence of what he did here. He created the Wall of Tribe, and now he wants to destroy it.
That's pretty drastic.
Not for Dalton, it isn't.
Leonard! Jason!
Aziz! Did you find the villagers?
Yes, everyone is safe.
Oh, thank God.
Well, what happened?
Dalton's men forced everyone from their homes.
Did they fight them?
How could they? Dalton's men had guns, and the villagers are women, children, and old men. Oh. Dalton must pay for what he has done.
I agree. Unfortunately, Dalton never even showed his face. We have no proof that he had anything to do with this.
We must do something.
Do you remember the tape we made, Aziz?
Tape?
The videotape that showed how Thelma and I were treated.
Wait a minute. Aziz is the one who...
Yes. Aziz gave me the camera to make that video. Do you remember what happened to that tape, Aziz?
Yes.
Why didn't she give it to the authorities like I asked?
On the very day that you gave me the tape, Dalton showered us with treasures, just as he had promised.
So you didn't show the tape to anyone?
No. But I did keep it, in case I ever needed to use it against him. It was hidden under the false bottom in an ivory box.
That ancient Ashanti box? The one we unearthed at the dig?
That is right.
And that box was in the village when it was destroyed.
Oh, no.
Is that what you're saying?
No. The people tell me that Dalton's men took all of our treasures from the village, including that box.
So Dalton's men have our only evidence right now.
But they probably don't know they have it, because it's hidden in the false bottom.
Right.
No problem. I'll track down the box.
You'll what?
I'll follow Dalton's men. They can't be far from here.
Do you want us to go with you?
No, I can track them better alone.
Well, we can probably help more here anyway.
Indeed.
We need to rebuild this village. Aziz?
We would welcome your help, Marathi.
Good. I'll be back. Leave the light on for me. Hand me another piece of wood, Eugene.
None of this wood looks especially strong.
It'll work for now. We're building temporary shelters. These people just need a roof over their heads. They'll build permanent homes later.
Very well. Well, what's this?
Oh, never mind. Burn it.
But what is it?
It's a wooden statue of one of the mighty Ashanti gods. A lot of good this did them when their homes were destroyed.
Indeed.
These idols were scattered all over the Ashanti village. I guess one of the Wolofs held on to their blind convictions even after they left.
Well, it is difficult to turn your back on your beliefs.
Yes, I've noticed. You seem to be firmly ensconced in yours.
I am. Now, this wood is burnt. Won't that cause a smell inside the house?
Well, they'd rather have a smelly home than no home at all. It's all we can do.
Of course.
So, could your god have prevented this?
Well, if he chose to, certainly.
I have to say, Eugene, when I tried to talk the Ashantis out of their backwards beliefs, I never thought I'd be fighting the very same battles with my own son.
I don't want to be in a battle with you, Dad.
Nor do I. But you have placed me in an awkward position.
Oh, I have? How so?
You decided to be rebellious and turn against me. Huh? I simply cannot understand this fondness for religion you've developed.
Oh, Dad, it's not just a fondness for religion. It's a relationship with a God who loves me and wants what's best for me. I believe that's what separates my faith from the Ashantis.
Oh, balderdash. Every belief in a higher power is nothing more than wishful thinking, a load of rubbish.
For someone who considers himself a man of science, you're certainly not acting like one.
Excuse me? You're the one blindly following an unproven, unseen god, and you say that I'm not acting like a scientist?
Saying that the invalidity of one belief system disproves every belief system is poor science.
What?
It would be similar to doubting the dependability of math because one equation can be proved false.
It's nothing like that, Eugene, and you know it. You can't prove that God exists, but I can prove that math works.
And the only way that you can prove anything is if God gives you the ability to prove it. Dad, I used to think the way you do, but the truth was in front of me all my life. I just chose not to see it.
I'm sorry I failed you, Eugene. I thought I taught you better.
You didn't fail me, Dad.
Hand me that board.
Here.
Well, Eugene and Leonard are helping the villagers.
Well, at least everyone is safe for now.
Everything all right in Odyssey?
No action yet.
Jason, you're back.
You were gone for hours. We were concerned.
No worries. I was just about to update Dad.
Nice satellite phone.
Thanks. Here, I'll put him on speaker.
Greetings, Mr. Whittaker.
Hi, Eugene.
So, Jason, did you find Dalton's men?
Yes. I tracked them back to the same airstrip where we landed. Mm. But by the time I got there, everything was loaded onto a plane, and it took off before I could look for the box.
Oh.
I asked a guy on the ground, and it looks like everything's headed to New York. From there, they're shipping it off to a place called Rock Rim and Tower.
Rock Rim and Tower? That's where Dalton lives.
It is?
Yes, yes. It's a hotel.
Well, then, that's where we're going.
To his home? But won't it be heavily guarded? With security and alarm systems? And possibly animals that are trained to kill?
That's right, Eugene. The fun has just begun, gentlemen. Are you in?
I'm in.
Apparently, without my knowledge, the definition of fun has merged with the definition of insanity. I'm in.
Eugene, Jason, and Leonard going to stop Dalton now. Stay tuned for scenes from our next adventure. Meanwhile, if you ever want to write to us, just send your card or letter to Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Or in Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. And when you do, be sure to ask how you can get a copy of today's episode. It's called The Top Floor. And be sure to visit us on the web at witsend.org.
Everyone connected to Eugene Melsner seems to be hiding something.
There's only one group of people that Dalton lets in from the outside.
cleaners.
So, what are you suggesting, Jason?
Today, the cleaning staff just hired 3 new janitors.
This is our way to find Leonard. I'm sure of it.
We're not dealing with a rational man yet, Eugene. He can't be predicted.
Which makes him all the more dangerous.
Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Top Floor was written and directed by Nathan Hubler. Sound designed by Gap Digital, with music by John Campbell. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Townsend Coleman, Phil Proctor, and Theo Borders, with Will Ryan as Eugene. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.